If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. We are here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. And guess who's back? That's right. Welcome back.
Am I going to get the welcome back card?
I think
song?
You are.
Oh, welcome how funny back. Is that? Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Eric, so much.
That's and all Chad.
Thank you. Is that all you?
Great minds think alike.
You know, I used to have a perm in the 80s that could probably almost equate to...
to the guy who goes, ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Thank you. You guys, I'm just so excited. Tuned in a little bit, kind of checked in once in a while to the guest hosts that you had filling in and all of the fun things that you guys were doing. And it has been, it's just been amazing to watch, the support that comes around when I'm out of the studio.
Very nice.
And it's really interesting. I think that a lot of times, when folks go on vacation, everybody's like, oh, must be nice. Right, this attitude, right?
I don't think there's any of that going around here in the studio at all.
But no, not here. No, not here. You guys are like, okay, let's step it up and let's bring our A game and let's just be awesome. And I just think that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. The guy in the newsroom over here at our studios, mm-hmm. he comes in and asks about you every day.
Every day?
Yeah. Talks about banker's hours mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But everybody else, we got your back.
Thank you. Absolutely. Well, it was a very relaxing couple of days, very much needed. It was the final piece of what I'm calling my 6-month self-care recovery program.
Yeah.
My own induced self-care recovery program. We used to do the morning show.
Sure.
Get up at 3 in the morning.
3 o'clock.
And I didn't even realize how tired I was that whole time, because I didn't ever allow myself to focus on that.
Right.
And so when we gave that piece up, when we moved to the afternoon.
We shifted to the afternoon drive.
And now we were able to get some sleep. I just felt so much better.
Yeah.
I was getting sleep.
But it does take, after a year of getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, which is the middle of the night, folks. Mm-hmm. There's no morning about it.
I'm a sleeper.
You are.
There are some people who only need a few hours of sleep and they thrive on that and they're up till all hours of the night anyways, or they're up super early in the morning.
Yeah.
That's not me.
That's okay.
In fact, I heard there was a rainstorm, a big, pretty big rainstorm in
last
the middle
night.
Of the night last night.
Yeah.
I missed it. I missed it. I slept right through it.
I actually woke up thinking, you will never, ever remember that. If it woke you, you probably just rolled over. It was a massive boomer of a thunder clap that happened and almost took me out of my bed.
Didn't it really?
Yeah.
No. I need sleep. I love sleep.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that when my head hits the pillow, I fall asleep. I don't wake up in the night. And I know you hate me, right?
No.
Because I know there's people with restless leg syndrome.
Oh, you know what? We all got our issues.
There's people with issues. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
They don't sleep well.
It's all right.
I have other issues, I promise you.
You know what? I'll back that up.
Right? but sleeping isn't one of them.
But I think that here's the thing, though. You know, for a year doing the 3 o'clock in the morning thing, and then now you know, you felt better on day one, but it has been a progress of about 6 months of just weeding out all the weeds in your life and getting back to who you are.
I did a pendulum swing, so to speak. You know, where I took like everything, all my routines, all, I just felt like my whole world was so structured and, you know, I hadn't been getting any sleep and now we're getting sleep and I still have all the structure and I just felt anxious about everything and I wasn't really able to relax. So I took all of my structure stuff out of my schedule for three months, just giving myself permission to relax.
Well, it suits you. And welcome back. We're glad that you're back. It's going to be a great show. Hello to our friends who are watching by way of Facebook Live. We appreciate you. If you would hit the share button, we'd appreciate that as well. And kind of exciting to have you back in the saddle again.
Well, you know what? You did a fantastic job. Loved how you
surrounded by a team.
Yeah.
Cher is amazing. Just amazing. She's done so much for the organization and the programming. And then Sally Wuhr and Gary Barnes and Michelle Hoagland sitting in for guest hosting made it easy.
Nice.
So
very nice. Well, it made it easy for me to relax, and I love that. So how do you know? Have you ever had an opportunities like come knocking at our door, right? You get invited to maybe a conference or somebody wants to meet with you and pick your brain. Lots of events, lots of podcasts, lots of things vying for your attention. How do you know how to differentiate between what is an opportunity for growth?
Right.
Or what counts as a distraction taking you off your path?
Is it making you money or is it costing you money?
Oh, there's a good litmus test.
That's just square one for me.
Okay. Is it making me money or costing me money?
Right,
okay.
That's a place to start, right? Because here's this opportunity, and a lot of opportunities feel great, and they have great opportunity with them, but is it going to cost me more?
That's really funny. I love that you said that, though, Eric, because I never think that way.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Huh.
I don't think so. It probably comes in, but like number seven.
Okay.
Right. But as a starting point, I think my husband would appreciate if I started there sooner too.
I'm not going there. we don't go there.
But to have some litmus tests, you know, so you know, is this an opportunity worth pursuing? Should we evaluate it? Should we go down this path? Should we ask ourselves the 10 questions? And do you take a piece of paper and put pros on one side and cons on the other? And, you know, in Eric's vision or, you know, questions, it costing me money or making me money. And sometimes, you know, you're just stopping in there. But what if it is going to make you money? Is that truly then an opportunity and not a distraction?
I don't know.
Oh, like I mean, if it's making you money, you jump, and if you right?
Again, like I said, that's question number one.
I know,
but if it's making us money,
so then you've
now
got
we have
your flow
the
chart,
next series
right?
of questions.
Right, you've got
that's
your flow
right.
chart. Oh,
that's
yes,
right.
it is making us money. So now we keep going. Here's a couple of questions that you can ask yourself to decide: is this an opportunity or a distraction? So if it is yes, making you money, does it match your organizational DNA? And what he means by your DNA means your vision, your values, your culture. So everyone has an idea and usually lots of ideas,
sure.
but not everyone has infused their DNA into their thinking. So a lot of times we have to find creative ways to make our ideas fit. And if every idea fits, then maybe your DNA is unclear.
Yes.
Right?
Clearly.
Right? Because, I mean, if it all is like, oh, yes, 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 and yes.
Right.
All right.
Did you just say yes to everything?
Yeah.
That's like having no niche at all. You don't, you know, when we sit there and say specify, target something, become a specialist at something, or you'll be a master of nothing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you said, is it making me money or costing me money? Here's a question.
Okay.
Does it present growth or impact your potential? So the opportunity has to demonstrate clear potential for growth or a clear potential impact on the organization.
You know, so I went to a number of sales trainings last year and went with the very purpose of it presenting me growth and more opportunity.
More opportunities, right?
So, and I felt like that was a good thing. I don't have much to show for it after that, but I went because I thought it was an opportunity.
And this is what ends up happening, I think, for a lot of us, is you read a book, you listen to a podcast, you go to a seminar, you go to a three-day event, and at the time, yes, I learned something, I got some great tips, met some new people.
Right.
There's potential for growth, whether that's in customers, in power partners, in business systems, you know, not making mistakes, you know, that are going to cost your business money. But we don't always follow up and pursue those opportunities post-event,
right,
post-book, post-conversation.
Right.
I mean, we often don't even follow up on them post-having a coffee meeting or even a sales meeting. You know, we often drop the ball on the follow-up. But here's he says, does it pass the two-dimension timing test, which is does it fit the opportunity right now? And will it still be a good opportunity in 7 days, 30 days, or 90 days later? He says it's very easy to get infatuated with an idea, and it can whiplash your team as you jump from one great idea to another. So sit on it for a couple of days or even a few weeks and see if the passion for the idea grows stronger or quickly fades.
Yeah, that's important stuff. All right, gang, we're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We've got more positive business talk ahead. You're listening to Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. I'm just digging the music. Throws me right back. Junior high, high school.
Love that. I love that. Well, speaking of throwing ourselves back.
Way back.
We started out Experience Pros Radio in 2009.
That is correct.
We started with a podcast that we were doing as a weekly podcast on the internet, but yes, we went ma'am. Moved over into the airwaves in 2009. And on Monday, August 7th, we are going to be celebrating our 2,000th broadcast.
That's amazing. If you think about the number of hours that necessary, it averages out to about 4,000 hours total of broadcast time. And goodness, there have been some people who have been with us from pretty much day one.
They have been. And these are the folks. And I just want to encourage our listeners, as you are growing your business and you are building those powerful relationships, those friendships, the support, your sponsors, your clients, all of that, you know, so often they are believing in you before you even have the goods to deliver sure. on them, because they see something in you that obviously, when we started the radio, we didn't know we'd be around for 2,000 episodes.
Right.
But what made it so special and made it even possible was some of those early supporters. And we have on the line with us Tony Rayburn. Tony, thanks so much for hanging out with us today.
Hello, team. How are you doing?
You know, Tony, we love the fact that you call us team after all these years. And we're doing great, man. It's fantastic to have you on the broadcast. And you're one of those ones who's been around forever, haven't you?
Well, you know, I have. And I think Angel summed it up really well. And that is that sometimes, in relation to your previous segment, sometimes things make business sense right away. You can flow chart it, you can put the pros and cons, and you can say, okay, this is a good business decision. But then there's other business relationships you have that transcend the pros and the cons.
Wow.
And those relationships are people that, I mean, you just know that the synergy is there. You believe in each other. You believe in what you are accomplishing for the world together and for the, you know, business community as a whole. And it gives you that opportunity to give beyond what you can give just in monetary means or with products or services and standard things like that. It allows you to give in a totally different way. It truly is the meaning of the whole is greater than the sum of the parts.
Amen to that.
And you know, our experience with you guys, my personal experience with the Experience Pros has been amazing. It's been a wonderful relationship. Yeah, I'll just I count it a blessing to have ran across you guys when I did. And you've been an important part of my business career for many years now. And still believe in the mission and what you're doing. And it's that type of belief system. It's that type of relationship. It's what keeps you going in business. It inspires you to go pick up tomorrow and keep going. And it's just been an amazing adventure. And, man, we've had some fun, huh?
We've had a lot of fun. And it's really fun to have Tony on because we've done a lot of different business ventures with Tony. We've gotten to travel around the country, doing some national expansion with Tony. Your business has just gone through a whole big expansion plan over the last couple of years. And so it's been really fun to take this walk, take this journey. And even though, you know, we're in different businesses, we've really helped each other and just been there as a support group, for each other through the whole thing. Tell our listeners what you're up to these days.
Well, so they may have remembered me with Extreme Relationship Management over the years. And essentially what's happened over the past 2 years is Extreme Relationship Management has grown up and has now become even a larger, bigger type of organization. And what we're doing now is sort of disruptive to the industry when it comes to the coaching training world. And we're continuing to roll out great new features and great new things. But the idea now is that we're, instead of telling or helping to train somebody on how to do something, because we all want to be better at what we do. We know we don't know everything. We know there's better ways to do things, and there's endless books and endless classes and seminars that we can take. But the fact is, at the end of the day, one person can't do it all. You absolutely cannot do everything if you want your business to really, really skyrocket. Eric, you spoke of that with regards to Cher and what an important part of the
community. Absolutely.
She's amazing. So what we're doing now is instead of training somebody to do everything or helping them to do one particular thing better, is rather than helping them find out what they do best, and then we're going to come in and fill in the rest of the pieces.
All right.
Your success is much more guaranteed. You have a much stronger likelihood of achieving your goals because you have a team behind you to do things rather than trying to do everything yourself.
So Tony, when as you're talking about this, I know that people are going, okay, all right, tell me how do I get in touch with you? How do people contact you?
So they can find out more at omada7.com. That's OMADA, the number 7.com. And Omada means team in Greek, so that's why we called it Omada 7. And we're about to open up 40 new spots for customers here in about 2 weeks.
Wow.
And we're working with already, and we're opening up 40 new spots in about 2 weeks.
Love that. I love that. Well, it has been. It's been super fun to take this journey, just to have a business partner, you know, or somebody in the community that just in your we talked about your A team, but Tony, you've got to have like we've got our A team, but you're like our A plus team. Does that count?
It does. And it's a mutual feeling. We both enjoy that. That's for sure.
Yeah. It's been great all the way around. Well, Tony, you really have been so supportive of us and the programming and everything that we do, both in the local markets as well as in the national markets. We want you to know that that's a two-way street. And we feel that way about you. However we can help, of course, with your expansion of Omada 7 or any of that, you let us know, and we stand ready to serve. Is that cool?
Sounds fantastic. The future is going to be amazing for both of us.
I think so. Tony, thank you so much for calling in today and being a part of this and just being here throughout this whole journey with us. We are just beyond grateful for your support.
Absolutely. Congratulations on a huge, fantastic goal.
Thank you, my friend. That's Tony Rayburn with Omada 7. You can find them at omada7.com. That's O-M-A-D-A 7, the number 7.com. And we appreciate him for tuning in and for helping us celebrate our 2,000th shows, you know, 2,000 shows are all of it comes to culmination this coming Monday. It's going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing. Monday, August 7th is the big day. Tune in for our 2,000th broadcast and celebrate that milestone with us. Of course, tune in every single day for Positive Business Talk.
Absolutely. We'll be back right after these messages. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right.
The Experience Pros. Revolutionize.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in, this home of positive business talk. But sometimes when we deal with positivity, we have to realize that it's a choice. You've got to choose positivity sometimes over the pain.
Ooh, you know, and I actually have been doing a little soul searching myself and reading recently about challenges and pain and issues that come into our lives. And so often we run from it. We want to protect ourselves from anything bad ever happening to us. And yet that's usually where the growth happens. That's where the magic, that's where, you know, all that juicy stuff comes in. Well, our guest is Tanya Mitchell. She says we are all broken in one way or another, no matter who we are, regardless of our economic situation, education, or position in life. There will be pain, there will be challenges, but there is hope. Tanya Mitchell is a former producer for several national TV networks and author of the book, How I Broke the Generational Curse. And she says, there's hope all around us if you're willing to do the work. Tanya Mitchell, welcome to Experience Pros.
Thank you. I love everything you just said, and I totally agree with you. It's challenging because I think that's the very last thing you want to do is kind of delve back into those places, those painful places. But you so perfectly put, it's that's where the juicy stuff is. If you can just, you can't come out of it unless you go through it. So and sometimes we don't get to that place until we kind of can't not get away from that place.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
You almost feel like you have to hit total rock bottom before that's you can come out of it.
And Tanya, let's start at the beginning. And sometimes I think that we don't even realize the pain that we're in. Now I almost sound like an advertisement for a chiropractor. But here's the deal. I mean, we don't realize how broken we are until somebody either points it out to us while they're leaving us or we lose something of great value.
Wow, you guys are really right on it. It's so true. It's so insidious. It's something that you can't really see, right? You feel like you're grasping at the air, but it's true. It's that thing that kind of keeps showing up, as you said. It shows up maybe in a relationship, and you're like, what's the common denominator here? And it's me, you know, it's you. So it shows up in these places, I think, because the universe, God, however you want to frame it, really wants us to heal. It keeps calling us to heal. But we live in a society now where it is just way too easy to worry about so many other things. And I think it's hard. We don't really get support in the society to kind of go back in and do that. I mean, even my father, who's of a different generation, when I was going through and navigating my own stuff, you know, I certainly had to treat my parents with much grace and consideration and patience, because they didn't come from a generation where you go back and delve into your pain. You just got over it.
Yeah, we don't talk
it
about
happened
that.
Back then, you don't talk about that. That's that generation. You don't talk about that. You get over it, you move on. And it sounds good, but it's, if you can equate it to a physical gaping hole, getting on and moving on to, you could sit in front of the hospital, but if you don't go in and actually tend to that wound, that gaping hole, it doesn't change. it doesn't heal. Mm. And our emotional and our mental state is the same thing. If we don't tend to it, it just follows us around until, like you said, maybe you hit that rock bottom and you finally go, okay, what am I doing wrong? You know, what can I change? Because I want a different result. I think we all want a different result, you know, sometimes.
We do, but like you said, it's passed down to us. You know, I come from a generation of women who, I mean, we don't deal with stuff. And then, of course, we pass it on to our children, and now they're not dealing with stuff. And so where do we start? I mean, what if we don't even know that we're broken? Can we still have a breakthrough?
Yeah, you can. I think for me, you know, growing up in a family that, you know, I talk about like dysfunction in the sense that dysfunctional is so normal now that I don't even know if we even call it dysfunctional families anymore, because every family has some form of dysfunction.
Right.
But what happens is the scary part, is the dangerous part, is that what's dysfunctional, what's not normal, becomes normal. And I think that's what you're saying. It's like sometimes you don't even know it because it's normal. It's become so normal to you. So how do you realize it's? And I think innately, I think there is something in us that, whether, like you said, maybe your parents did something and you really want to feel it, you feel like you really want to do it differently, or you really feel like you look at that differently, or maybe they're very negative and you really feel like, well, I just want to be positive. I don't want to be negative all the time. You know, it's those little things that but it's hard to step out of that box. It's hard to step out of that kind of circle and be that, as I say in the book, you know, I had to heal myself because everyone else was around me was broken, and I'm looking to them to heal me. And I'm like, well, if I fix them, they'll fix me.
Right.
No, it didn't necessarily work that way.
No,
I had to become.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
I don't think that it works that way at all. I think.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Tanya. You know, you raised the issue of our parents and the generation that doesn't touchy-feely talk about any of it. Mm-hmm. And now we've got, we've got the millennials who. Are very much in tune with the pains of everyone's world. Mm. So do you see that? Are you seeing the millennials jumping up and saying, you know, man, I feel your pain, and I feel your pain over there, and I embrace all of it and call it mine?
That's very interesting. I haven't exactly seen it in that exact light, but that is a very interesting light. I feel that the millennials that I encounter, and I try to keep as many around me because I think you need to keep everybody around you because you kind of can get a broad brush of where everyone's coming from. They have so many things to cover up their emotions. I don't even know if they're really in tune. I have female friends which are of the millennial age, and they don't even have girlfriends. All their friends are boyfriends. And I go, well, who do you talk to? And they're like, I don't. We just, like, so it's different. It's a whole different game. And so just even that communication and mental health and emotional health, I don't even think emotional health is even on the radar. It's just, you kind of plug in social media, you can get into, you know, it's too easy. It's like fly by, drive by. You don't have to stop and kind of sit in it. And it's hard. It's tricky. It's not easy. And, you know, I wish there was some other way because I'm sure all of us kind of run as far as we can run, go as far as we can go, get as many titles, as many this, as many that, boyfriends, and then there we are.
And there you are. You bring your broken baggage, he brings his broken baggage.
There we are.
You know, and then we do the whole comparing of whose broken baggage is worse, right? We are talking with Tanya Mitchell. She, former producer for several national TV networks, author of the book, How I Broke the Generational Curse. Tanya, how do our listeners get a copy of the book, follow you, kind of stay in your tribe?
Oh, sure. So it's on BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com. You can view it through eBooks, iTunes, and also through Arthur House Publishing, which is who published it.
Love that. All right. Well, Tanya, give us a final word of inspiration and maybe motivation that there is hope that we can take one step in the right direction today.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll put it this way. Hurting people hurt other people. Wounded people cause other wounded people. You know, God, again, the universe, whatever you want to call it, is calling all of us at this time, I believe, to heal. Just have the courage. I feel like courage is the most important virtue because from there everything else flows. Just have the courage. Be the difference maker. Don't look to someone else to be the change. You be the change within yourself. Love yourself. Be your best friend. Be your advocate for you. Because no one else is going to be, and then you can give, which once you learn, you can give it back.
That's good, juicy stuff. That is good, juicy stuff, Tanya. Love having you on the show. We will definitely have you back if you are willing.
Absolutely. I love the both of you already. old buddies.
BFS for sure. Tanya, yeah, thank
absolutely.
You. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate you.
No problem. Have a good one.
All righty. Well, I'll tell you what, I mean, I'm smiling. She's got that contagious, positive attitude.
Hey, we need more of that.
We do.
We just need more and more.
Yeah. The big takeaway for me was she says, you know, the world is, needs more healing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she believes that God mm-hmm. or the universe, whatever you want to call it, is directing us to. We need more healing. And I'm on board. I'm ready.
Yeah, right?
You know, that's
because we're not. We're just kind of keep covering it up. We take it with us. And, you know, and you see this, like you struggle in a job. And so then you go to the next job and you take that same struggle with you. And you think, well, it's going to be better over there. And or in relationships or in finances or whatever. Or, you know, in you starting a new business or signing up with a new group. You take everything with you. And what do they have over there? Broken people.
Right.
You know, carrying their hurts too.
Right.
And, but we have to get to a space where maybe it's not so much that we're all talking about it. And because I think when we get too conversational about it, then people start to label us as that's who we are, right? We're the person from the broken relationship. We're the person who, you know, has had six jobs in the last 4 years. We're the person, and we start to get labeled. So where the healing has to come from is internally.
Absolutely.
And
internally.
Then you bring that healed.
Take care of yourself first.
It
sounds familiar.
Oh, like the oxygen mask, right?
Or a trip to Cancun.
Yeah.
We'll be back right after these messages, folks. Thank you for tuning in to this, the home of positive business talk. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussie and Eric Raymer. We are here helping you get your business right. This is America's home for positive business talk, and there's really no better place for you and us to meet than right here.
And right here, right now, in this fabulous time. And, you know, we are so excited. We get to motivate and encourage you every day. We know that most of the struggles that entrepreneurs and business professionals have are mostly in our heads. You know, it's our mindset. It's what we're afraid of, what we're not stepping into. Loved our last guest, as she talked about, you know, carrying pain and struggles. And was reading a book while I was on vacation. It talked about just how we tend to shy away from challenges. We want everything just to be, you know, in this perfect
easy
little,
yeah.
And I am totally that way. I'm like, make it my world and it's got to fit in my world. And if it doesn't, then it doesn't. But that's not where growth, that's not where success, it's not where you're challenged in, you know, who you were meant to be to step into your greatness isn't going to happen sitting on your couch eating bonbons with the remote in your hand.
True that.
Right? That might be your comfortable, happy place, right? We just want to disconnect. Nobody talk to me. Nobody ask me anything. Nobody, you know, push me. But that's not where we're gonna see the most growth in our life. So how do you know if you're missing out on your purpose in your life? How do you know if you're, you know, you've drifting away from what you're really supposed to be doing?
Ooh.
You know, is there, I mean, a bigger calling? I mean, do you feel like I was given this gift? I was given this talent. I mean, I was meant to serve in a certain way or deliver and have a big vision and a big why. I think we all have that.
Yes, absolutely. I believe that for myself. I believe it for you.
It's easy to see it in other people,
sure,
I think.
Sure.
You're like, oh my gosh, you have this gift and oh, this
way
is how,
easier.
Yes, than to see it in ourselves.
True.
And so often we end up, I think, vocationally where they were hiring.
Sure.
Right? You know, I got
walked
a job.
Through this door because it was open.
Yeah. And so life, you know, we take the path of least resistance. We end up at a job because we needed to make some money. We needed to make rent. But is it really my calling? you know, and then I learned how to do it, so I kind of got good at it. But is that still, is this what I am meant to do? So here's a couple of signs that you might be drifting away instead of moving toward your primary purpose in life. And the first one is if you are in continual frustration, then you are not walking your walk.
You know, it really is true. You know, there's a purpose that you have. And if you are frustrated with every turn of the you know, every corner, around every corner, something more frustrates you. If that's the case, maybe you're in the wrong pool. Mm-hmm. And you need to just climb out of that one and find the one that feels better. And that's not to say, now keep in mind, frustration will happen. It's life. It's not cookie cutter, right? But ask yourself, do I truly love what I'm doing here? Or am I just frustrated and buying time until the next gig?
Just buying time, right? Yeah. Or am I just too scared to pursue something else because this is familiar and this is what I know?
Yeah.
And so you take that frustration then out on the people around you, right? It shows up in all walks of your life.
Right.
Right. It shows up in your eating habits. It shows up in your sleeping patterns. It probably shows up in sickness. Because there's so much. If you are not feeding and finding fulfillment, frustration, you're right. As you're pushing through and
right.
You're seeing, right, it's going to happen because life's messy.
All right.
But if there's never fulfillment, then, and it's just frustration, like it should just be a season. It should just be today. It should just be for that issue, but that should be addressed and go away.
Yeah. Well said. Number two, burnout shows up when you're not following your purpose.
Hmm.
Right. Right. I used to say that I don't believe in burnout. Well, I do believe in burnout. I changed that a long time ago. But I think that burnout is when you just simply don't care anymore.
Right, but because you're probably, see, lesson number one.
Yes.
You've just gotten so frustrated. And so what do we do when we're frustrated? We either get really apathetic to it or we get angry about it and we get anxious. And if we're not, if you love what you do, if you are being fulfilled, even if it's hard. I remember when I worked for the PGA, for an interim, I had a boss who challenged me.
Sure.
That's a nice way of saying that. She challenged me. And she wasn't my favorite. Like, she'd call me into the office and I was never enough. Whatever I did was never enough, never good enough. I was her hot mess,
right.
And I felt like her hot mess, and I saw her disappointment in me, and I saw, you know, and I felt the challenges, and you know, she was always having to correct me, and I just couldn't seem to ever get it right. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
Now, when she left, and I got boss number two, I realized I learned so much
right.
from her.
Right.
That her pushing me was really to show me what I was capable of.
Yeah, we're not advocating for total comfort here. We're saying sometimes in the midst of that challenge, you could be learning more than you ever thought.
I think, you know, I look back at it, and in the midst of it, I felt like she was always criticizing me. But when I look back at it, I saw she was always pushing me to be better.
Yeah,
Angel, you can do more.
Listener Sally says, "But I like bonbons. And they go well when you're pausing to work through big ideas." Just saying.
You know what? Always. You know, it's all with a grain of salt, right?
Absolutely.
It's all in how much. But if all you're doing, and you know this, Sally, you would not be the rock star superstar that you are
right.
in your business and have the success that you have if your habits were constantly of eating bonbons.
Here's a big sign of whether or not you're missing your calling. You don't have any fruit to show.
Mm.
You know, the bottom line really is the proof in the pudding, if you will. You will have something to show for it. You know, even through the challenges and opportunities that we've had over the years, we got a lot to show. You look back and see a trail of amazing, right?
And sometimes you do have to look back and see the
Please.
Trail of amazing.
Yes.
And if you've gotten to a space where you're just like, I don't know. I don't see it. I don't feel it. It's frustrating. And I don't see the fruit in front of me, because sometimes it doesn't happen. Rarely does it happen in the timing and the amounts. Like, I wanted all these extra zeros of dollars and, you know, in success, right? We want to look at it in our bank account. We want to look at it in our database. We want to see this exponential growth. And we think that that it's going to happen quickly. And when it doesn't, we get frustrated. But make sure that you look around, because there's probably a lot of fruit. There's a lot of success. There's a lot of milestones. You've just forgotten to pay attention to them.
There it is. All right, gang. We have a whole nother hour of positive business talk to look forward to. So please don't go anywhere. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer back after the news. Thanks for tuning in.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,